From APM, this is an American Radio Works documentary, Thirsty Planet. I'm Stephen Smith. A report by the World Economic Forum warns that by mid-century, 3 billion people will live in water-stressed countries. That's one in every three people on the planet. Over the coming hour, we'll spend more time in India to explore a range of water challenges that face many countries. We'll also go to Israel, which is mostly desert and doesn't have enough fresh water, but has still largely solved its water security problems. While India's legendary monsoons can be destructive, the damage in 2015 was exceptional. Typically, people welcome the storm.
The monsoon is the lifeline of more than 1 billion people of South Asia.
Roxy Matthew Cole is a scientist at India's Center for Climate Change Research.
If you consider India, more than 60% of the country still depends on rainfed agriculture. So that means the agriculture, the lifeline of the country, is totally dependent on the monsoon.
Cole co-authored a recent study of India's monsoon patterns. It found that changing conditions in the Indian Ocean, combined with the effects of El Niño, meant trouble.
Among the major oceans, the Indian Ocean is the smallest, but also the warmest. And this ocean has been warming rapidly during the past decades. And this warming has resulted in a weakening of the monsoon over central South Asia. And at the same time, it has also led to long dry spells intermittent with extreme rainfall events.
So while there's been flooding on the coastline, the weakened monsoon essentially runs out of rain before it gets very far inland. Farmers in central and south India are enduring another year of severe drought. Drought-related crop failure is blamed for a rash of suicides by small farmers and sharecroppers, more than 5,000 a year. Experts like Seth Siegel say water scarcity is not inevitable. The United Nations, as well as many individual countries, are preparing for a water-stressed future. But activists worry that the pace of reform is too slow. The UN reports that more than 750 million people already do not have reliable access to safe water. And in the near future, the need for water will grow, driven by population growth, climate change, and increased demand from agriculture and industry. By the middle of this century, demand for water is expected to increase by more than 50%. Without significant global change in the way we use water, all indications warn that ours will be a very thirsty planet. You've been listening to an American Radio Works documentary, Thirsty Planet. It was produced by me, Stephen Smith, and Samara Freemark. The editor is Catherine Winter. The web editor is Dave Peters, web producer Andy Cruz. Field production by Yuri Blau and Kunal Shankar. Mixing by me and Craig Thorson. The American Radio Works team includes Suzanne Pico, Brian Katz, Lila Cherneff, Emily Havick, Ellen Gettler, and Chris Worthington.